John chapter 4, from verse 31 to verse 38. The conversation between Christ and his disciples. They're alone now. The woman has gone back into the town to speak to the men. And the disciples urge Jesus, pressing him, eat something. They'd gone into the town to get food, particularly because he was hungry. They'd been traveling, he was tired, he was thirsty, a real man. And they brought food back. Eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. They were staggered. They started talking to each other. Where has he got food from? Could somebody have brought food to him? Taking him literally, of course. My food, Jesus explained, verse 34. Is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. I've come here to do the will of God. I've come into the world to do the will of God. I've come to Sychar, but I've come into the world to do the will of God. John chapter 3, I've come not to condemn the world, but to save sinners, to save the world. Not that every man or woman or child will be saved, but to die for sinners. For God so loved the world that he sent me into the world to do this. I must be about my Father's business, as he had said when he was a boy. I've come to do the will of God. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. I'm going to complete it. I'm here at Sychar. I'm in the world for this very purpose. And this is what drives me. This is what motivates me. This is what moves me. This is what compels me. This is what satisfies me. Of course I am physically hungry, thirsty, tired. I need sleep, water, food, yes. But my food, my purpose, my driving force, what drives me on is to complete the will, to finish the work that God has for me to do. And in my small way, and it's in a very small way, I confess that this is the motive for me. I want to finish what God, whatever God has for me to do. However small or feeble it might be. Try to complete the work. To finish the ministry that God has for me to do. At the end of Colossians, tell Archippus to finish the ministry, to finish the work that he has to do. Jesus sets the pattern here. God's great decrees. His purposes, well, his one great decree, because all his decrees boil down to one. His great purpose, will, his determination. The word fulfill comes over and over in the gospel. Again and again, Jesus speaks of doing the will of his Father. And here it is. You see, there's a saying about, is what it seems to me, 4 months more and then the harvest. I tell you now, no, look at the fields. And probably they did actually look at the fields around them. But no, no, look at the men and women around us. The harvest is ripe. There are sinners here to be saved. I've come to Sychar to save sinners. This is the work I'm about. John Wesley went to Newcastle and saw the place utterly corrupt. And he writes in his diary of how corrupt and wicked and evil it was. He says, this place is ripe. And you might think he wrote, ripe for judgment. No, he said, ripe for the gospel. And so it is in the West now, with the apathy, indifference, carnality, turning away from all scripture, turning into the nonsense of other false ways and false philosophies and other religions. And what can we say? Now is the time to reap. Now is the time to sow. Even now, says Christ, the reaper draws his wages. Even now he's harvested the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. I believe myself he is speaking about the Old Covenant, the law and the prophets, the centuries of the Old Covenant. Now is the new covenant, he said. Now is the time of reaping. Now is the gospel age. Now is the age of the Spirit. The age of the law has given way to the age of the Spirit. Now is the reaping time. Go and reap. Of course, we may have to sow. We may have to cultivate. We may have to irrigate. But some will reap. Maybe go on laboring for God. Brother and sister, I speak to you. Maybe go on laboring for God, fulfilling His will, carrying out His purpose. We have the great commission to preach the gospel to every creature. May we labor on. Reaping, sowing, weeding, cultivating, hoeing, irrigating, whatever it may be. My food, says Jesus, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. May we have the same spirit, brother, the same spirit, sister, to labor for God. Mothers, labor with your children. Let all of us labor in our family, amongst our friends, in our workplaces, whatever we find to do. May we do it with all our might for the glory of God. And whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. May we go on laboring, looking for the harvest. Even if we don't reap, may we go on sowing that others following after us may they reap and gather in. Go labor on. Thy joy to do the Master's will. It is the way the Master went. Should not the servant tread it still? Yes, go labor on, spend and be spent. Thy joy to do the Master's will. It is the way the Master went. Should not the servant tread it still? What a privilege, brother and sister, to labor for Christ, to take any part in it. The great day will declare it. My food, says Jesus, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Don't say 4 months more. No, no, labor now. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. May we do the hard work and engage in the reap. Maybe we have to go sowing our seed with tears, but may we come again rejoicing, our arms full of sheaves. But may we leave that to God. Our part, brother and sister, is to labor while it is day, for the night is coming when no man can work. May we learn from our Savior here, and in our small way, do what we can to advance the gospel. Christ has done all the pain. He's done all the suffering. May we labor and spread His gospel, and spread the name and the person and the work of Christ to as many as we can. And may the harvest truly be great. Amen.